We're glad you're here this morning for our service. And I want to bring up a message this morning a little bit different from usual. This is an illustrated sermon. I have a little plastic baggie here that has some stuff in it that scientists say is 4.5 billion years old. Now, if you're a collector of antiques, you come and see me after the service and I'll share some of this with you. I really don't think it's that old, but in reality it's closer to 6,000 years old. It's as old as air, and it's older than water. It's called dirt. It's known by some other names. Some people call it soil, some earth, ground, dust. When it gets wet, you call it mud. This is the stuff this world is made out of. Small sample of it here. This is what we walk around on. This is what we plant flowers in. This is what the kids track into the house. It's dirt. Now, this dirt did not evolve from anything. It was created dirt. It hasn't changed since it was made. It's always been dirt, and it'll never be anything else but dirt. It will hereafter remain dirt. It's exactly as it was in the beginning. It's just older. God created it. He spoke it into existence. He said, "Let there be," and there was. He made it out of nothing. This used to be nothing. Now you listen to this preacher. I'm trying to teach you something that you'll not learn in school. You won't even learn this if you went to Harvard University. Over 2,750 years ago, God told us through the prophet Isaiah about this. He said that when he created the earth, he measured the waters that are on the earth in the hollow of his hand. Isaiah 40, verse 12. It says that he meted out heaven with a measure, or with the span. And he says that he comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure. That means that he counted it out. He knows exactly how many grains there are and the weight of it and everything else. And he weighed the mountains his scales and the hills in balances. Isaiah 40 verse 12. You see, this earth is balanced like the wheels on your car. You take it down here and you get your tires balanced. Well, it has to be, because this world is turning round and round at 1,037 miles an hour. And brother, if it wasn't balanced, it'd bounce out of the universe. That's faster than a teenager in a hot rod. If this earth were not balanced, it would wobble when it turned. Now, God also created the planets. Sun that's shining up there today, he made it, spoke it into existence, made it out of nothing. The moon, the stars, all of the vegetation that you see on the earth today, he made it out of nothing. All of the beasts of the field, the cattle, the creeping things, the fish, he spoke them into existence. He made them out of nothing. And then the capstone of God's creation, man. God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And I suppose that Jesus the Son said, I'll give him a body like mine. And the Holy Spirit said, I'll breathe into his nostrils the breath of life and make him immortal. And God the Father said, I'll give him a brain and intellect, and I'll give him a heart, so he can have compassion. So God created man in his image. In the image of God created he him. Now, God did not speak and make man out of nothing. What did he make man out of? What material did he use? Did he use gold when Nebuchadnezzar built his big image 90 feet tall out there on the plain of Dura? He built it out of gold. Did he make it out of silver? Did he make it out of bronze? Did he make him out of wood so that when he lied, his nose would grow like Pinocchio's? No. The material that God used was dirt. Plastic hadn't been invented. He made him out of dirt. He had a lot of it. The Lord formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul made in the likeness of God. Out of dirt. Created in God's image. Out of dirt. He made us to look like himself. And he made us out of dust. And that's what we are. Dust. Everybody. Kings and paupers, rich and poor, judge and criminal, great and small. David said in Psalm 103, he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Sometimes we have a tendency to forget it, but God remembers that we are dust. And because of sin, man only lives a short season. And then he dies. And I don't care about that interval in between birth and death. It may be 3 minutes. It may be 80 years. It may be 969 years. But eventually, he dies. His life. Do you ever go into a restaurant, the waitress comes over and she pours a cup of good hot coffee in the morning in your cup and you watch the little vapors rise from that? Oh, that's good. But next time you see those little vapors rising up from that cup of hot coffee, you remember what James says about our life. He said it is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. What's that little vapor? It comes up, you can see it, it's visible, and then all of a sudden it's gone. It's invisible. That's the way we are. That's our lives. God told man back in Genesis chapter 3, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the earth. For out of it wast thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Job knew it. He said, all flesh shall perish together, and man shall turn again unto dust. The psalmist knew it. He said, they die and return to their dust. Solomon knew it. He said, we all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. And he said, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. I'm sure that if you were to take this dirt in this baggie and analyze it very carefully, you would find particles of this that used to be human beings. Human flesh. Someone who once lived and loved and labored and then died. They were once living people, just like you and I are today. And their dust would be detected in the soil. The dead, decayed bodies of countless billions of people over 60 long centuries have contributed to it. Kings and paupers, rich and poor, great and small. Serpent's meat, snake food, today they tell us there are approximately 7 billions of people living on the face of the earth now, alive. If that is true, then during this century there will be 7 billion funerals held. Because 7 billion people will die. Some will die young, some will live to a ripe old age. Some will die of cancer. Some will die from drug overdose. Some will be murdered. Many will die on the battlefield. But all will die. Sooner or later, they will make their contribution to this dirt. Now, dust speaks of death. David said, "Thou hast brought me into the dust of death." Job said, "For now shall I sleep in the dust, and thou shalt seek me in the morning, but I shall not be." Man's body was created from the dust, and at death, man's body returns to the dust. By the way, this is what you and I will look like 100 years from now. At death, the eternal spirit of man returns to God, who gave it. The spirit is the life of this flesh, and life does not die. The immortal soul of man, and that's who we really are, goes to heaven to share the everlasting bliss of the redeemed, or it goes to hell to suffer the eternal agonies of the damned, depending upon that person's relationship with Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Meanwhile, the body, that temporary dwelling place of the soul, sleeps in the dust. And then Isaiah wrote in Isaiah chapter 26, "Thy dead men shall live together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out her dead." Now, God, who made us out of the dust to start with, can raise us up and cause us to live again. That's resurrection. He is the only one who can. Governments cannot legislate it. Magicians cannot perform it. Only God. Let me get a little personal. I don't want to sound morbid in any sense of the word, but I just want to face the stark reality of life. My dear father was born in Texas back in 1898. He lived on this earth for 80 years. Passed away in 1979. Now, I went down there to Texas for his funeral. I saw his body as it was laid out in the casket. it was the weather that they had here down there a week or so ago, you know, that's what they had in 1979. The hearse could barely make it up a little bitty hill up the street. It iced over. It was terrible cold that day. I looked into the face of my father, and they closed the lid on that thing, put it in the hearse, took it out to the cemetery, and buried him 32 years ago. I have a picture of my daddy hanging in my wall, in my hall, in the house. Every time that I walk down through there, I say, "Hi, Dad." I see him. I see him as he was. But you know what he looks like now? I'm 85 years old. If Jesus doesn't hurry up and come back for the rapture, one of these days, I'll look like this. But I want to tell you something. Jesus Christ, Son of God, took on a body like ours. He was born of the Virgin Mary, younger in Bethlehem so many years ago. He became flesh and dwelt among us. And he came into this world and died on the cross of Calvary for the sins of the whole world. His body was taken down from the cross by Joseph and Nicodemus, and they prepared it for burial, and they placed it in Joseph's new tomb, wherein never man before was laid. His body did not see corruption. And on the morning of the third day, he rose from the dead in the same body that had been buried. The angel that rolled the stone away made that announcement: "He is not here. He is risen. Come see the place where the Lord lay." And Jesus says, "Because I live, ye shall live also." Because he is the resurrection and the life. I've had funerals, and we've taken bodies out to sea. Had a little container of their ashes. They've been cremated. Their bodies had been cremated. And I've seen the loved ones take those ashes, scatter them in the wind on the surface of the water, would take those ashes and scatter them out. And they would be gone. Nothing left but a picture on a table or hanging on the wall. But God is able to make us live again. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and I want to share this with you. He said, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also that sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them that are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by Him. He said, I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Peter preached, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Paul said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Where will your soul be when your body goes back to the dust? Who are you trusting today to get you out of the grave on Resurrection Day? I think Jesus is the only one that qualifies for that. He's the Savior. He's the one who loves us. He's the one that died for our sins, paid the awful price, so that you and I might have eternal life. Let's stand together, please, with our heads bowed in prayer. Our Father, we thank you that we have a God who is eternal. We have a God who loves us and has made provision for us to spend eternity with Him. And today, through this simple illustration with a baggie full of dirt that we picked up in the yard, I pray, Father, that this will make an impression upon each and every one of our hearts to show us that, well, shows us where we came from, shows us where we're going physically. But you've put inside these bodies of ours an immortal soul. And when the time comes for this body to be dissolved in death, that soul of man will vacate that body and go out into eternity. And we have the Word of God that teaches us that that soul will go to heaven if it's saved, or if it's lost, it will go to hell. And where it goes depends upon us and the decisions that we make even today. So if there's one here today that is unsaved or unsure of their salvation, Father, I pray that as the invitation is given, they'll hit the altar and make things right with you before that time comes. We'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
478.
Number 478. Jesus today. Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in."